Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Interesting. Just to show you how they do this. Did you not hear during the break? Folks, they're talking about a guy that paid the consequence for bear napping. Did y'all hear this? Isn't that insanity? This is how they distract you from what they're really doing, these communists, these anti-Americans. Oh, my goodness. You know, I've said this years ago, but Joe MacArthur was right, wasn't he, folks? Yeah, took the American people 50 years to figure it out, but yep, he was right. Everything he was trying to warn the American people about is now made manifest in judgment. What am I talking about? Folks, they just highlighted someone that got in trouble for bear napping. But did you guys all hear about little baby Cyrus, who was kidnapped in Idaho? Through the mainstream media, you didn't hear a word about that, did you? Where the state came in because the mother didn't feel good that day. She didn't take her baby to the pediatrician. The pediatrician called CPS in Idaho, and they came and stole the little boy away from his mother and his father. It's all on video. Did you hear a word about baby Cyrus? And if you didn't, it's all by design. Notice what they're advocating for. You better not touch those animals. You better protect those animals. Because if you do so, if you kidnap one of those animals, I'll tell you what, this is what's going to happen. You're going to feel and get the fullest extent of American law, which doesn't exist, by the way. It's all communism. But when we steal away your children unlawfully and unconstitutionally, hey, folks, what's the message? We can do whatever we want to do. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, we're on a line right now, and it's a slippery one. Folks in this country are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of the abuses that they mean to bring down on innocent people in this country. But again, I'm just showing you what the mainstream media doesn't want you to see, friends. They don't want you to see what's going on. It's the same thing with this. We went literally, the American people went from crisis to another crisis. But nobody wants to listen until after the fact. And then come back and say, Bradley, you were right in what you said. No, it's an issue of knowing history. It doesn't matter who is right or who is wrong. We know that the Lord is right. And if we take heed to him the first time, we don't have to worry about coming back and saying who is right or who is wrong. Remember when MacArthur told us in 1957, he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Folks, continuous, perpetual, ongoing. He goes on, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up, because if we didn't blindly and rally blindly behind them, then they would question us and attack us. Is that what's happening, friends? That's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, going on line upon line, segueing into the next point concerning what I'm highlighting even now, friends, isn't it interesting how we went from a virus to, okay, let's go ahead and drop all those mandates, though they're illegal. Let's across the board concerning our alliance on a global bail, a global scale, let's go ahead and just drop all of those mandates together. Anybody paying attention how they're all doing this in unison? Yeah, because they're all taking orders from the same powers that are tolerated. Okay, now what are we talking about? A war in Ukraine. And here the American people go from one scam to the next, right? This last week, I highlighted the fact that Vladimir Zelensky, he's a homosexual. I played video for you. He's a comedian. I played video for you where he plays the piano with his genitalia. It was really cute, friends, let me tell you. He's also a known actor. Matter of fact, Netflix is now telling you what Bradley told you last week. Netflix is streaming the Vladimir Zelensky series that foreshadowed his presidency. That's right. That's right. Isn't it interesting when it comes to tangible events? People are cold as ice. But when it comes to an actor playing out some sad scene, they sit in the movie theater, they sit at home and they cry. Isn't that amazing? That's how deceived the people have become in this country. But I told you who this guy was. He's an actor. They put him up. They groomed him in the face of the people in that country before they put him into position as the president. And keep in mind, he mysteriously appears. And look at the character of this debased one. He's a homosexual. Folks, God calls that an abomination. Oh, but look at all the heroic things he's done. Oh, really? How many videos do we need to show you before you figure out what you're being told? Once again, just like William Randolph Hearst rightly said, listen again, okay? I'm going to keep saying it until you listen and hear with your ears and see with your eyes. You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. That's right. See, this is what McCarthy was trying to tell us a long time ago. This is also what Joe MacArthur was trying to tell us back in the 50s. And remember the mainstream media attacked him and said that he was on nothing but a witch hunt, and they demonized him and polarized him, making him out to be a kook to the American people? Well, guess what, folks? He was right. He was right once again. And folks, General MacArthur, he was right. All these warnings, they go unheeded until something bad happens. Well, let me tell you something, folks. This is all staged. All of what is taking place here, friends, is staged. Okay? Look at the money that's going into Ukraine right now. All the well-knowing Hunter and old Joey committing the act of treason while doing business with those over in the Ukraine. And don't forget again, friends, about that of Hillary Clinton selling uranium ore out of Oregon to the Russians. They're not at war with each other, friends. They're in it together. They're all calling for a new world order. Oh, let's not forget about China and Joey over there. And I'm talking about China and that of Mr. Harry Reid and that of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama stealing away natural resources to give and sell to the Chinese. Oh, my goodness, Americans. They're actors. The world is the stage. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. Oh, by the way, this is exactly what they did with Donald Trump, too. They groomed him for 30 years in the face of the American people. When I come back, I'm going to show you how this works on social media platforms. You'll hear it on audio as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we all think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 2 Timothy 2:15 when you get a moment. We're going to be talking about warmongers hoping to turn blood into money. Folks, I just got done reading this Smedley Butler book, War is a Racket. It's everything we've already been saying, friends. The bottom line is if you want to stop war, that's all you have to do is tell the politicians if you want to call for war, then see ya. You go first. That's what our forefathers exhibited. There was a war that was righteous, friends. They were the first ones to go, and people were more than happy to get behind them. They didn't call upon their children to do the fighting for them so they could make money off of the wars. We're going to cover that, folks. I think it's going to be quite telling as to what's taking place here. Again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, so let me just slow my roll. I want to get back to the fact that I just showed you, friends, that what's going on across the boards, Vladimir Zelensky, he is an actor. He is a comedian. He is a sodomite. He is an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22. Read 1 Kings 13:33 and you'll understand this is what the bad guys are using. Those that are willing to sell themselves out for a little bit of money. Sell out the people just like Judas did the Christ. Luke 22:48, because you're the people we're looking for. The only question I have for all of you bad guys is, what happens when they don't need you anymore? See, that's what you haven't thought through. History teaches us what they do with you. You're the first ones to go. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I'm giving you fair warning. Let's get over to this. I want you to see this. This is so educational. This is such good information. It's such a good breakdown to really kind of, I don't want to say explain, but expose who these people really are. See, because like in politics, and it's the same thing that goes for actors, the man and the office are one and the same. They can't be two different people. But the American people have taken on that it's two different people, and we're to accept that. They can do what they want to in their personal life, but they better serve us in their public life. Are you kidding? Folks, if they can't be faithful to God, first and foremost, they're not going to be faithful to you. Let me show you how this works. Again, this is a great exhibition of exactly how the people take it on concerning what's going on in this world.
What does Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? Well, they're both actors. An actor defined is a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Well, during this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia actually greeted him as Rocky Balboa.
The Philadelphia people look at Rocky as an existing being, as someone who sort of exists. They're not yelling for Sylvester Stallone. Believe me, it's all Rocky, Rocky, yo, rock, rock. There is no separation between the two identities.
I wondered how many of them...
They're treating him, just for the record, like he's the heavyweight champion of the world. They greet him as Rocky, not Sylvester Stallone, said Stallone. He's an actor. He's never fought in the ring a day in his life. But Americans have been so deceived into believing that when they see Sylvester Stallone, they're supposed to call him Rocky. Hey, and there is the heavyweight champion of the world. Really, folks? Yes, this is what's happening.
Actually, seeing the Rocky movies really knew his real name. They knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? This was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Friends, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gaudenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in all of his life. And he is not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office that they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they clearly are not. Like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act in another way. Christian conservative is usually what they sell, yet what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word. It is what they do that shows you who they are. It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians,
our country would be better off when we start making our own products again.
Listen carefully.
Bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
That is a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good.
So Trump is saying that we need to bring all this business back to the American shores. When he's asked the question concerning Trump's own branded clothes as to where are your clothes made, guess where they were made, friends? Bangladesh, right?
Bangladesh.
Ties, where are the ties
they
made? These are beautiful ties.
They are great.
Now they're
the
talking about Trump's ties.
Ties are made in China.
China. Wow. Yeah, just take him
and
for
like
what
that
he says.
Of the actor, I asked, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact,
wow.
It was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part, for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife.
It is like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. That's how we know that they are good. On so many occasions, politicians act out that they are good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which undermines the constitutional laws which are in place. And of course, they advocate compartmentalization. What do you mean? Well, they want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life. Well, in fact, that is not true in any sense of the word. Who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit. There is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one.
Yeah, that truth, I'll tell you.
Arnold, in his public capacity, was a general of the American Army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. However, during the same time, he was being presented into the public eye as a hero. He was also, behind closed doors, embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was also pocketing profits made from illegal sales. As well, he was betraying West Point to the enemy. Now, was his public life or his private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Obviously, his private life was.
Can you make it up?
Somehow or another, no. The United States has now become a place where entertainers and politicians are mistaken for people of genuine identities. Instead of advocating the light, it now advocates the darkness and pretends to be the light.
Isaiah 5:20.
It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life, that we are to look to the man. Private life is always real life. And behind the curtain, where the eyes of the millions are not upon him, there he will always be sure to act himself. And consequently, if he acts greatly in private, he must be great indeed. Hence, it has been said that our private deeds, if noble, are the noblest deeds of our lives.
So what we're going to do, friends, we're going to take a hard break here real quick, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to take, well, if you want to call in, please do. I'm going to hold those calls for a minute, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And we're going to come right back to this, friends, because it's important that you understand how these men are groomed before they're put into office and installed to destroy this country. 1-866-582-9933.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Despite the show of force, the Russian military has not been successful in taking Ukraine. It has lost hundreds of tanks, and its death toll is on pace to outstrip the country's previous military campaigns. Former NATO commander Wesley Clark telling the CBC in Canada, that Russian President Vladimir Putin is fighting for his life.
Mr. Putin must be dying inside. This wasn't at all what he planned. He thought he was going to sweep in 3 days. He probably bragged to Xi that how great his military was, and he's going to look like a poor country cousin of China if he keeps this up.
Officials are investigating the crash of an Osprey aircraft during a NATO exercise. Four American Marines were aboard the aircraft when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The incident and the exercise is not related to the war in Ukraine. Wall Street ended the week with a rally. This is USA Radio News. Your credit report is about to improve as credit bureaus remove medical debt.
Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on U.S. consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debts less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young earned that title because he was the longest-serving member of the lower house. He was first sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was heading home to Alaska. He's survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID-19 deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities occurred in elderly patients with underlying health conditions, according to an official. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Folks, this is only getting better. Let me describe and define the insanity for you, please. Doing the same things over and over again. I know Donald Trump's out there right now, speaking of actors, because we were just talking about Vladimir Zelensky, who's a homosexual. By the way, Donald Trump is also advocating for the decriminalization of homosexuality. I pulled that up for you. That came from the mainstream media, blurting the truth out in their confusion. But interestingly enough, Zelensky is also a comedian, and we also know that he's an actor, right? And I'm exposing how these people live compartmentalized lives, okay? I want to show you this because I just, during the break, I always look for something that comes up, and this is one of those things that came up. And one of those things is, do people really realize how groomed Donald Trump was before he became the president of the United States of America? Do you know that he's been put in a favorable light for over 30 years? But has anybody paid attention to his fruit since he's been in office? Nope. Because they knew that if you were going to believe him as an actor, they knew that you would believe him as a politician who is still an actor. Okay? Because he did the opposite of what he promised to do. So let me show you this. Now, listen, if you want to get mad at me and you want me to call me out, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And we're just going line upon line, precept upon precept right now. But let me show you what many did not know concerning Donald Trump. You ready for this? Okay, cool. Check this out, folks.
He's selling their political souls. Isn't it interesting, America, how the current administration, President Donald Trump, was groomed from the beginning to the present?
Samantha, a cosmopolitan, and Donald Trump. You just don't get more New York than that.
With the help of Hollywood and Home Alone.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
The WWE and pro wrestling, Vince McMahon. Talk shows like...
By the way, Donald Trump appointed Vince McMahon's wife to his business administration during Donald Trump's administration. I don't know if you're aware of that. We also have pro wrestlers coming out talking about how Ed McMahon was actually trafficking drugs. He was getting all of his wrestlers hooked up on drugs. I'm going to give you a reference to that so I don't need a phone call asking me where it's at. And it was the two... I just watched the documentary this morning on this, as a matter of fact. And I am going to get that name for you, pro wrestler, because he was the one that spilled the beans on that whole situation for what it was. And I'm thinking Jack. That's what I'm thinking. We'll see what I come up with here. No, that's not it. Here, let me do one more thing here. We're on live radio here, folks. It's important you get this information. Killed tracks. The drug running operations of Bill Clinton, as a matter of fact, concerning Don Henry and Kevin Ivins. Well, this pro wrestler came forward and explained as to how he was a hitman and how two cops killed him. Working because they caught the two kids seeing the drug drop in Mena, Arkansas during that particular time. And this pro wrestler is the one that said he was sent in to actually kill him. The police officers, not the two kids. And I'm trying to get his number here or his name here for you really quick. Oh, here it is, Black Jack Haynes. Go on to Black Jack Haynes. And just do a little homework on that guy, and he will spill the beans on the whole movement concerning the WWE, I believe it is, with Ed McMahon. He's a criminal, folks. He didn't become a billionaire because he's a good guy. He's interconnected with the powers that are tolerated to do illegal activity that others, in fact, would never in a million years get away with. So let me get back over to this. This is Donald Trump, just to show you his connections and his friends. Bad company corrupts good character, right? 1 Corinthians 15:33. But let's get back over to Donnie just to show you how he was groomed.
King, Oprah, and the list goes on.
You've said, though, that if you did run for president, you believe you'd win.
Remember, Oprah teed him up.
I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone into losing in my life.
And even his
why would they suggest
called The Apprentice?
Yep.
Well, hey, by the way,
why would they ask him the question back in the 80s if you were to ever become the president of the United States of America? And why would they use Oprah to do that? Folks, because it's all suggestive. They're dropping seeds. They're desensitizing people. They're pulling down your defenses. It's psychological manipulation. They're getting you ready for what they're going to do. They do it through movies all day long, sitcoms. Folks, check into Bart Simpson's. In all the coincidences that happens concerning the things that he called before they actually happened and the people that died before they actually died, even going into detail as to how they died. Check out The Simpsons. Do your homework, friends. You're being manipulated through the press constantly. Here
Seems
we go, back to Donald.
From Donald that he would be the one to drain the swamp, which he has clearly not done today.
From his earliest public appearances, Donald Trump was laying the groundwork for a presidential run, refining his instincts,
wow,
polishing
with the
his
help
reputation
of who?
As a businessman, and seeking out ways to raise his profile.
Friends, simply put, we are being taken advantage of by a government of scoundrels, idiots, and cowards.
You get the point. There's another one for you. Only to give you a little expose on the guy that is out there capping on Joe Biden. You have a Joe Biden today, by the way, because he didn't bring in his DOJ that he could do whatever he wanted to do with and prosecute him for treason. Isn't that amazing? And mysteriously, Joe Biden and all 80 million people that allegedly voted him in, now Biden's got to use our military to defend him from those 80 million people. But the best that you're getting from Donnie is just name-calling. They're actors, friends. They're in it together. Is Hillary Clinton, folks, is she in jail yet? Nope. Matter of fact, right before Donald Trump left, just for those that didn't know, he actually granted clemency to over 143 criminals from prison before he left office, the night before. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Folks, I'm not giving you my opinion. Cross-check me. 1-866-582-9933. And furthermore, why wouldn't you want to know this information? I want to tell you why, because that's who you serve. It's called idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book, right? It's true. Read the first and second commandments. Exodus 20. You'll understand again. Recently, this came out, but we told you this probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Here, let me show this little piece to you concerning how Disney, who's all a part of owning the six corporations worldwide, and what it means, or should I say what it means, or what they mean to advocate concerning their agendas. Isn't it interesting how they're pushing the gay agenda, which is illegal in every state in our union? Isn't it amazing that that's a felony in every state? Isn't it amazing that a kid's park, an amusement park, a kid's amusement park, that they would be advocating such crimes? Remember the slogan of NAMBLA? Sex before eight, before it's too late, right? Who's their end aim? Children. Oh, Bradley, you're just crazy, say the sodomites. Bradley, you're a bigot and you're a hater and you're a liar. Amen. That's all okay. That's okay. I was already promised that I was going to be hated for his namesake by uncovering and taking the cloak of sin from off of you in the face of the world. And if that's where you want it to go, that's fine. But I'm giving it to you personally right now. Let's go over to Disney and Universal. And before I play this, I also want you to understand that there's one judge that was also a part of what? This sex trafficking sting they just did at Disney. Yay, here we go again. Okay, so we have authorities arrested 108 people, including alleged child sex predators and those seeking prostitutes. 108 people were just busted. Among those taken into custody were four Disney employees and a retired judge, saith the police. Okay? Well, these are kids' parks, but they're the ones advocating it. Remember, they got Gay Day in Florida at Disney World. Isn't that crazy? Should it come as a surprise, friends, when we see this come out from these parks and their employees? Absolutely not. Folks, it was a part of a six-day undercover operation known as Operation March Sadness. By the way, for all of you good cops out in Florida that did your job, I commend you. I high-five you. We're thankful for you. And America thanks you for bringing justice upon these predators for who they are. Just wanted to make clear as to whose side we are on over here. Operation March, right? Xavier Jackson, investigators say one of the Disney employee sent inappropriate photos of himself to an undercover detective pretending to be a 14-year-old girl. Boy, and why is Disney advocating for this lifestyle? Investigators also allege two other Disney employees and another man were attempting to solicit a prostitute. Wow, does this surprise anybody? 1-866-582-9933. We have Wilkefson, that's his name. Whoa, Wilkefson or Wilkefson. Fidel, he wants you to see him real quick. I want you to see him. Then we have Shubham Malouf, Ralph Leese. Oh, the list goes on. In a statement of CBS News, Disney confirmed that Leese and Fideli and Jackson have been placed on unpaid leave. Whoa! That sounds like Juicy Smollett, right? The guy that gets out of jail after being charged with five felonies for creating hate crimes, accusing the innocent of what he's guilty for. The guy that came out and said he's black and he's gay, right? Deuteronomy 19:19 comes to my aid. Oh my goodness, folks, isn't this amazing how justice applies to the innocent, but it doesn't apply to the guilty? Oh, unpaid leave, good for them. Good for them, Disney. Listen to the message that they're trying to send, okay? It's just unthinkable and incredible what the American people let these criminals away with and get away with. It truly, honestly is, folks. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you Mr. Buttigieg's husband, right? Husband, the appointee of that of Joe Biden, right? Mr. Pete Buttigieg, his husband leads kids camp into a pledge to the rainbow. Of course! If you're going to let them stay there, this is what they're going to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you doing, Bradley? It's not Jim McMahon. It's Vince McMahon. Thank you. See, this is what I'm saying. This is why we need each other, okay? I don't know why I call him Jim McMahon. Now, wasn't... Let me just check this really quick. I think Jim... Or, oh, that was Ed McMahon. I was thinking of Johnny Carson's sidekick, and I don't know why my mind went there. Do forgive me. Thank you for the phone call and reminding me. I take that correction, and I take it with a big smile on my face because I always call that dude, Vince McMahon, Jim McMahon. I don't know why. But, again, thanks for watching my six guys, whoever just called in and laid that out for us. I totally appreciate it. I also wanted to get over to this really quick. And I know I've got a phone call up there. GCN just told me, but you're kind of jumping ahead of the game. But I'll get to you in just a moment before the end of this hour. I've got you for 2 hours today. I want to get over to this really quick because I want you to see this. Because we were just talking about the operation that just took place, the sting operation that just took place in Florida. Concerning that of Disney. Folks, I personally wrote a long letter to the CEO of Disney. And he didn't have the decency. Most do. I've got letters right behind me where the presidents returned my letters. They responded to my concerns about what was going on in this country. I have them on my wall right now. Well, this guy, this CEO, he didn't even have the decency to take 5 minutes and respond to me. And I got to say that he's probably the first guy that's ever done that. But why would he when he knows that he's guilty as charged? And again, what am I talking about? Look what they're advocating, friends.
Look at how they're trying to normalize transgenders, which don't exist. Okay, so when this operation, this sting operation took place, and it was revealed as to what was going on there, it didn't surprise me at all, because this is what they're trying to normalize. Mickey Mouse with ears on of a rainbow? Oh, and speaking of a rainbow, look at this. Whatever this is, we don't want it. Pete Buttigieg's husband, I'm not kidding you folks, Pete Buttigieg's husband leads kid in camp pledge to the rainbow. This is criminal. That is called grooming children, friends. That's called grooming. That is a big no-no. That's a big felony, friends, to say the least. To say the least, it's a big no-no. Guys like that, I'll tell you what, they don't want to end up in jail because they don't last very long. You know, we have soft judges slapping their hands concerning their said crimes because they're trying to Europeanize America is what they're trying to do. Because you got to listen to me. If they can demoralize you, they can control you. Their end aim is to break you off from Christ. That's their end aim. I have on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, a big pink tank with a bunch of militant homosexuals with what? The rainbow flag. It's a perversion of the flag. I'm bringing this about because I wanted to show you another picture of another appointee of Joe Biden. Here he is. This is a man dressed as a woman. He's a homosexual pedophile that's in charge of nuclear waste and now this, right? This is all appointed and brought to you by criminal Joe Biden, who we also know, friends, according to reports coming from his college buddies, that he is a pedophile. He prefers children, Joe Biden does. Of course he does. He's extorted. But this is his new appointee, Sam Brinton. I got a picture on social media platforms right now, friends, of Sam with a mohawk. With a leash around a human being dressed up as a dog. If this is what you're going to turn your back to, you can rest assured and not deal with it. You can rest assured it's going to come to your front door. And it already is. You're listening to the guy that's done 365 public high schools. And I'm telling you what, friends, when they started pushing this whole agenda, I told the American people, if you let this go, you're going to see crimes against children from the teachers on a daily basis, only to find out that the NEA tried to propose and pass a bill that actually protected the teachers. You can't make up the stuff that I'm telling you. Friends, how many times have I told you in the past that they're trying to normalize the crimes? And the people that are trying to normalize the crimes, they do the unthinkable. And they do the unthinkable because you would never believe that they're guilty of it. Now, back in the 80s, if I told you that this was going to be in government today, you would have said I was crazy. That would never happen here in a million years. But it's happening here, friends, and they're trying to normalize it. Let me go back to Pete Buttigieg. His husband leads kids camp in Pledge to the Rainbow. And the first thing I thought of was Genesis 9:12. I want you to listen carefully. Genesis 9:12, and God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for a perpetual generation." Right? Going to verse 13, King James Version. Right? "I do set my bow in the cloud, and it should be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth." And what's the covenant? Well, the Lord tells us, "And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud," right? Okay. And what does it signify, Lord? Verse 9:15, Genesis, "And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh." Here's the question. So we see the sodomites using the flag. It's blasphemy. It's a blatant mockery of Satan himself using his minions. And here it is, friends. Do you understand that the Lord destroyed the earth because of the wickedness of man? Then he set the bow. But he also set a perpetual warning to the people not to cross lines anymore concerning his laws. He destroyed the earth because of the wickedness of men, because of the sodomites. Read Jude 1:7.
My goodness, read Genesis 18, as a matter of fact, friends. God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because of what? Because of the acts they were committing, one with another. And they preferred men over females. If anybody knew anything about history, by the way, we're going to have a guest with us, the author of The Pink Swastika this week, up and coming, and he's going to tell you the parallel between Adolf Hitler's Germany. I'm giving you the author here, friends, okay? He's going to give you the parallel between that of Germany and what's happening here in America today. But again, I want you to make clear and understand that they're appointing these sorts of people because they're extorted and they're backwards, and they'll do what they're told. That's why they're being appointed. The Lord said to have no Sodomites in your land whatsoever. Okay? As promised, before I hit my next topic, I'm going to take Jeff from Nevada. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Jeff, thanks for holding on for such a long time. I didn't want to get ahead of myself, so I wanted to put you in line concerning my thoughts. So thank you for holding on. What say you, my friend? Do we have Jeff?
I'm here.
Okay. It's all
Greetings
yours.
From Fallon, Nevada.
Mm.
I'm a street preacher, and I talked to your show earlier last week. I like to say that the battle here on the front is intense. I open air street preach, but it's not encouraged by any of these churches anywhere. And I travel the United States, nowhere, absolutely nowhere. But the thing is, I get the reaction from it. Recently, I got sideswiped by a Satanist because I said turn the other cheek, and he smacked me. It was right in my face because in the light, the word of God and truth. I found out he favors sodomy anyway.
Of course.
I was walking my dog yesterday, and I go to the city councils, county commissioners, and the school board. I especially hit the school board. And the superintendent was walking out in the day yesterday, and I didn't say anything to her because she is in favor of liberty of death. Sodomy, abortion, you name it. She's the president, because I did a half-hour interview with her, and she is so corrupt, and I demanded the school board to fire her. But obviously, she's still in existence. So anyway, she called me. I said, hi, Jeff, and we got into a conversation. But I got to a point I will not cast pearls before swine. I guess the thing is, she's afraid. She knows what I stand for and believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what she's been conditioned, as in you say in your show, which is great. This is awesome. I'm seeing it on the street and in the market, human trafficking, you name it, just by walking my dog. And people confess to me because they know I'm street preach, and they confess themselves. We got 12-year-olds coming to me and saying, hi, I'm a lesbian or bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing how our culture has so infiltrated with it.
Yep.
Here's a new change. I just signed up yesterday at the closing to be a candidate for the city council for my district.
Good for you.
We need being God back in the government.
Amen.
And my mayor, he says, I don't get involved in politics, so he condones these perversions in my town and city. So yeah. I'm beginning a new venture and hope God pushes forward. Thank you.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate you hanging on, and thank you for holding on. I was going to answer a couple things. I wanted to tell you a story about when I was in Vegas in my rock and roll days, and I was also going to tell you, you just hold to the law because the law condemns them. Everybody lives politics. I got hour two coming up, but I want to give you one more quote by John Wesley. That which one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. This falls to the parents that refuse to uphold the law against these crimes. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.